BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, Clara Amfo on Real or No Real. Our listener Nick is back and still hasn't remembered the name of the track he asked us about. We get some superstar DJs on to try and help. And this is great. Playground Insults is back. Seth Rogen and Chloe Grace Moretz, two massive Hollywood stars, sat opposite each other, throwing out the most childish insults they can think of. You must see the video. Go to Radio 1's YouTube channel right now. It's there for you. Scott Mills, Mills here. Today is a massive day for the show. I've got someone who's very excited. Hi, Jack.
Hello. Woo!
You're on Radio 1.
Yes. Well excited for this.
For the playground insults?
Yeah, well excited.
Why?
Just because I want to hear these childish little insults at each other.
Yeah, we've got Seth Rogen, who is a very funny man, and Chloe Grace Moretz, who actually is also very funny and smart.
Very talented as well.
Very talented.
Did you see the last one?
Yes, I did, with Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg.
That was good. I think this might be even better, you know.
They were tough competition, to be fair. Tough competition. They were both funny, very funny men.
Why do you like Playground Insults so much, do you think?
I think it's the fact that I use them. Like, rather than, like, cursing now, I think it's nice to use the insults against other people. like calling someone an idiot head instead of, like, a swear.
Yeah.
It hits them in the feels.
Yeah. In the fields.
Yeah.
You're finding that it works for you in like an everyday life now. You just steal the insults off the video.
Well, I think it's nicer as well. You kind of, if someone annoys you, rather than swearing at them, you go, idiot.
Do you know what? I can't wait for this to happen. At 1:30 this afternoon, Seth Rogen, Chloe Grace Moretz, Playground Insults, in a dark room, face to face, staring each other out and throwing out the most childish insults they can think of.
I really like the way that excitement is building for it, just generally.
Yeah.
It's such a basic game.
Yeah.
You should have done an innuendo bingo insults playground crossover.
Whoa. That would blow people's minds.
Yeah.
Two people facing each other with water in the mouth and the other person crossing insults.
Actually, I'm writing that down, Jack. Thanks.
It's become an event. Two people sitting in front of each other, insulting each other.
Yeah.
There's very few rules. That's what I like about this game.
Yeah, it's very simple to play as well.
That's the beauty of it, the simplicity of it. Okay, Jack, 1:30, get ready for it. Playground Insults with Seth Rogen and Chloe Grace Moretz. I'm so excited.
I'm ready. So excited.
I'm ready. All right, love you, bye.
Love you, bye. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. Tilly's been on saying, please no one call, email or interrupt me at 1:30 because Seth Rogen is on Radio 1. Ben from Surrey says, I am so hyped for Seth and Chloe today. I'm literally dying to hear his angelic laugh. Does he have an angelic laugh?
It's all about timing lunch with this one, I think.
It is. Get some lunch in now because from 1:30, you're going to want to hear and watch Seth Rogen and Chloe Grace Moretz Playground Insults. It's going to be a good one. Philip is looking forward to it. And also Matt, who is listening at work in Bristol. Big fan of Chloe Grace Moretz. Half one, Playground Insults. Just back and forth with the silliest, most childish insults you have ever heard. A lot to get through today. Do you remember our listener, Nick, who was on yesterday and drove us all a little bit crazy because he wanted to know this song that he'd heard on Radio 1? We have had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of messages about this. In fact, it has been completely clogging my Twitter all night last night. And the first text I saw to the show today was about it as well. So we'll check in with Nick again after three and hopefully we can give him some good news. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. Seth, Chloe, welcome to BBC Radio 1. I know that we're very close, but
we are very close
make
to
friends.
Each other.
Now, we're going to be playing Playground Insults with these two in a minute, but first, Chris and I saw your film, Bad Neighbours 2, last week. So, Seth, in the film, you and your wife need to sell your house before you can move. But it's not that simple. Why is that?
Well, we're in escrow. Do they have that here?
Not really.
Do they have a period between when you buy the house and then when they do inspections and stuff?
Yeah,
like
it,
that?
Oh, yeah. It kind of happens like that, but we don't have a word for it.
You don't have a word for it. Well, we have a word called escrow.
We should have a word for it because it would be a lot easier to explain.
You just have that weird time between when you buy yeah. the house and when you do the inspections and get the house. Well, during that time, a group of young women who are forming a sorority, which is a group of young women, move in next door to us, and people don't want to live next to that, and so it makes it hard for us to sell our house.
And this big group of college girls keeps growing, doesn't it, all the
they
time?
They grow exponentially.
And that could potentially put buyers off the house. You and your wife have the worst luck with neighbors, by the way. This is the second time it's happened.
Well, we live next to like a giant, like a 20-bedroom house. yeah. And if you live in a college town next to a 20-bedroom house,
things are gonna
there's
happen.
Only one type of person who will move in there, which is a bunch of kids who want to party.
But is that really how it happens? Like, you get big houses there and it literally fills with young people forming these kind of groups.
If you live in a college town, 100%. Yes, 100%.
Wow. 100%, yeah.
Because that doesn't really happen like that here.
Not really, no. A lot of people wish it would, but it doesn't happen.
It's because it's too expensive here.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Oh, here's my 20-bedroom house.
That house would cost $18 million in London.
So true.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I know that Zac Efron is back from the previous movie, but what's the twist with him this time? You're kind of teaming up with him, right?
Yes, he's going through an existential crisis in the movie, and at first he is kind of mentoring the sorority girls, and then he realizes he's in fact an old person. And
and
joins our team because we are old people.
Is he, as you were watching the film, and the first time that you and the girls spot him, is he effortlessly that pretty, or does he just turn up in a pair of short shorts 2 seconds before and goes, let's roll? Or is it like hours in hair and makeup?
I don't know. He usually looks pretty good.
It's like usually a pretty quick process.
Yeah, is it?
He looks pretty, I've never seen Zach and be like, ugh.
That's a great point.
You never pretty much always see Zach and you're like, yeah.
He never has a rough day at all.
I've never seen it.
I have,
yeah.
He does, I haven't seen it.
Chloe, you and the college girls have decided in this movie you can pretty much do whatever you want, and I find you slightly terrifying in this movie.
Yeah, we're definitely a kind of terrifying group of girls.
Yeah. How are you as an actual neighbor? Nothing like this, right?
No, I'm kind of like Mac and Kelly in the movie, to be honest.
You call the cops.
I call the cops on a lot of people.
You just want an early night.
No, I really do.
I've never even called the cops on people.
I'm the worst. Yeah, I'm not.
Chloe's way more hardcore.
Yeah.
So you're generally not throwing tampons at people's windows.
No, I mean that's like not an everyday occurrence.
Yeah, Seth is.
That's a Seth thing.
So, yeah, we were saying sorority groups aren't really a thing in the UK. You don't just get loads of girls moving next door. Have you had friends that have been part of one before?
Oh, yeah. All my friends in college are all in sororities and doing that whole process.
Mm, okay.
But is it similar to the movie? Are they throwing tampons at windows and stuff like that?
No, not quite.
Maybe an extreme version of, right?
I'm sure someone has
for
some
comedy
point.
Purposes.
Yeah. Yeah, someone's thought of it.
We're the first people to portray the act of tampons.
Yeah.
If we are, God bless us.
We're giving young girls so many ideas.
Selena Gomez is also another one of the kind of sisters. Seth, out of all the girls, who would you least like to live next to?
In
real life.
In the movie?
Oh, yeah, from the movie.
From the movie?
From the movie, but in real life.
That's like the most confusing. Please try to make this question more confusing. Which of the people in the movie would I not want to live next to?
You've got Selena.
Selena probably has a lot of like paparazzi bothering her, so she's someone I probably would not want to live next to, just due to the fanfare that would.
Yeah,
go
but
you all get that,
don't you?
I do not get that.
No.
Well, how do you avoid it?
When's the last time you saw a paparazzi picture of me doing something? you probably never have in your entire life.
But why have you avoided that?
I'm completely uninteresting. and I dress pretty much the same every single day. I don't know how many pictures of me in like jeans and a T-shirt.
Not wildly scandalous.
It's incredibly boring.
But sometimes are they not just there? Like, oh, what's he going to put in his trash can?
No, never.
Oh. Okay,
Have you ever caught anyone going through your trash? Does that actually happen?
Homeless people.
Yeah. Not
but not
like,
Paps.
Not TMZ. Your trash.
Chloe, I know a lot of people would probably associate you with a lot of action roles. Was it fun doing a real funny comedy?
Yeah, but there was actually a lot of action in this movie.
At
least, like, for sure, like when we what we filmed, that did some of it didn't make it into the movie, but we filmed like a lot of action sequences, and there was a ton of running around. So I actually feel like I did just as much action in this movie as I did in some of my other ones.
Comedies are very physical.
Yeah. They're really physical, right. More than you expect.
More than you think, right? When a movie is this funny, how hard is it to get through the really funny scenes without just cracking up a laugh?
I mean,
sometimes it's hard.
Yeah, we break, and then like you go back into it. Yeah. Make it happen.
Is there a time where you're like, you just can't get through it? Because you know when you get that point, you're like, okay, I'm just going to laugh every time now.
Yeah.
That for sure
happens.
You're
filming like 3
and like, yeah, and like the whole crew's looking at you like, you stupid idiots.
Pull it together.
But why is that? Is it just because it feels like you're wasting their time?
Yeah, because you are. It doesn't feel like you're wasting their time. You literally are wasting everyone's time. You're wasting hundreds of people's time because you are laughing.
Can you sometimes see that they're getting like annoyed?
Oh, yeah, for
every
sure.
Every time.
The director gets annoyed.
You're like, okay, guys, thank you.
The other actors get annoyed. Yep. Often.
But do they get fired if they're caught laughing?
No. Not at all. We've had, we've had camera guys and stuff laugh.
Oh, for sure.
Scenes. For sure. I understand. Sometimes something that's just really funny happens.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Yeah.
Well, take it as a compliment.
Yeah.
See, I think I'd be intimidated working with Seth because he's like the super funny guy, and I'd be worried that every time I said something, it wouldn't get a laugh. Mm. I mean, I'm talking about off camera.
Even
off
now, camera, I feel like that.
Do you?
Yeah.
You should. I'm judging you both very heavily.
No, because you're a really judgmental person.
Yeah.
I'm a pretty easy laugh.
It's just true.
In the film, you and Chloe are neighbors, and you do spend pretty much the entire film fighting. So I think Playground Insults is going to be perfect for you today. We tried this with Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell a few months back, and they didn't really break. They were just kind of, what you got to do is just kind of stare straight at each other and just insult.
And do it.
And then, yeah. Do you think you could?
We've put suits on for you guys. We really
wow.
We're just going to be seem very dapper, right?
Yeah, we're just going to be commentating from over there, if that's okay.
Fantastic.
So if you're cool with it, let's do it soon, shall we?
Let's do it.
Okay, Playground Insults is next.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1.
And I'm Chris Starr.
And we are with Seth Rogen and Chloe Grace Moretz, and we're about to play the Playground Insults game. They are sitting face to face. The tension is high. We're in the commentary box. I'd like you to take it in turns to throw insults at each other. If one of you laughs, you're out the game. Now, who would like to start? Chloe?
Age before beauty.
If you have a decent insult in your head to start us off, Chloe, thank you.
Chloe to serve.
Thank you.
You need a manicure. Horrible hangnails.
It's hereditary. You steal those boots from Marilyn Manson?
Almost a laugh there.
You trying to be Harry Potter with your four eyes today?
I just can't see very well. Your face smells like garbage.
Your beard smells like the sewer.
Quick return from Chloe.
Your balls stink.
My balls are twice the size of yours. You have no balls. Ballless.
I don't care for this game. Nice velvet jacket.
Thank you. I like it too. Trying to copy my hand gestures? You need a little bit of gray in your beard.
You have a little bit of gray in your soul.
Ooh.
I hear you aren't a good tipper.
It's Europe. You don't need a tip. It's included.
12.5% included.
Don't worry about it.
I've heard you don't sign autographs.
Everyone likes a selfie nowadays. This is now just me defending myself.
Exactly. I got her on her heels, guys.
Got her.
Back to the insults.
Your butt stinks, and you have a butt freshener on set at all times. I've met her. Her name's Sharon. She just sprays your butt with floral scents all day long. Your chair is padded with floral cushions. And they pad your wardrobe as to not alert the other actors.
Of my
of your butt stink?
My butt stank, really. The butt stank.
I didn't want to go there. Moretz. But I did.
I did. I know you have 20/20 vision, yet you wear these glasses because hipster, and you don't even need the swacket.
What is a swacket? Is this a swacket?
That's a sweater jacket.
This is a...
That's a swacket.
Have you guys heard that term before?
When you're 19.
I think you've made up the term swacket as a derogatory way to...
And very young.
You're very young.
You have young terms.
You are incredibly young.
That the older brain cannot comprehend.
It's true. Damn it, she's right.
But you're just fake. All of it.
It's all just fake.
You're fake. The glasses.
You have... rings on your pants. Four little rings on each pant leg. One, two. I believe in Europe these are known as Prince Alberts. Yeah. So you have a total of 8 Prince Alberts just dangling off your leg. There's 8 Prince Albertless dongs out there just looking for their ring.
They couldn't even pierce yours. So small. Yep. We got there. We're there. Okay. Wow. It went there.
Are we done? Seth, can you come back from that?
No.
And there ends.
I've tried
Moretz
to get a lot of Prince Alberts, is what's true. And every time they're like, you're going to have
they
to come
can't
back
find it.
On a warmer day.
And there ends Chloe Grace Moretz and Seth Rogen.
Ooh,
playing
game.
Great insults. And what a match it was.
What a game.
Good work, guys. Thank you so much. The looks you were giving each other.
Golf
wow.
Class.
Yeah.
Are you both okay after that?
Do you need to I don't know if we'll recover.
It got a little too real.
Yeah. I don't know. Ready. It became very... Yeah. My... green pants.
Yeah. I almost sweat through my swacket.
If you want to see the video, and you need to see the video just to get their facial expressions, especially Chloe Grace Moretz's massive scowl, Radio 1 YouTube and Radio 1 iPlayer. Go get involved with it now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So Ian says, that was definitely a welcome distraction from my writing, but those cockerel noises really gave me a fright. I know, you weren't expecting that. I did say that some of it was a little bit rude, but you can see the uncensored video on the BBC iPlayer right now. It's there. Lauren says, I really enjoyed that. That's one of the best features you've done. Never thought I'd hear about Prince Alberts in the daytime on Radio 1. That's from Catherine.
It's just great seeing where their minds go.
It's really good, isn't it?
Because they can say anything. They can insult in any way. It just needs to be the kind of insults you'd hear in a, you know, in a playground almost. Yeah. But, yeah, their minds went to weird places.
Yeah, really weird. Jasmine says, yes, I was Team Chloe all the way. Really good. The video's up there now. Go and watch their scowls at each other on Radio 1 YouTube or Radio 1 channel of BBC iPlayer. You choose.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
So Lauren has got a day off school today. Just watched the video on the big telly of Seth Rogen and Chloe Grace Moretz. When you watch it on big TV, on iPlayer, you do notice, and a lot of people are saying this, there is a little something on the side of your mouth there, Chris. What's that like?
Oh,
what's that white
no,
stuff there?
Do you know what? I wasn't going to mention it. You've
I'm sorry.
Proper wound me up about this one.
Got a little bit of food there, love. You might want to get rid of it.
So we're dressing up smart. We didn't have much time before this thing, right? And Scott says, you look a mess. So anyway, I go and deal with myself by trying to brush my teeth. No, yeah. By trying to brush my teeth, right? Because we've got a toothbrush and some toothpaste in the office, which was for emergencies.
No, so I bought it in from home.
Whatever. So anyway, I brushed my teeth just before in a hurry.
Brush your teeth.
Right?
Yeah.
You then turn around to me and say, do I look all right? I'm like, no, you need to do your tie-up properly. So I try and do your tie-up properly for you.
Yeah.
Because you're incapable of doing it on your own.
Yeah.
But what you failed
like
to mention is
the
white substance on the side of my mouth.
Yes.
That was clearly there the whole time.
I didn't notice it.
Oh, Scott, it's so obvious.
Yeah. What you've done there, it looks like you've done the finger trick. You know when you brush your teeth with a finger?
Why wouldn't you tell
toothbrush.
Me? Why wouldn't you tell me?
I didn't see it at the time, but it's there for everyone to see now.
It's embarrassing.
On the video. A little white trickle there on the side. Thanks, Lauren, for noticing that. The Scott Mills Daily. I can't wait a second longer, I'm sorry.
Your butt stinks, and you have a butt freshener on set at all times. I've met her. Her name's Sharon.
Sitting on the toilet. Sitting on the toilet. Sitting on the toilet. Sitting on the toilet.
That is your girlfriend's uncle.
Sitting on the toilet. Sitting on the toilet.
Shout out Uncle Kev. Oh, Kev.
You ain't ever gonna get this candy. Yes,
Gemma. Library tennis. It's out of control.
Leave my brand alone.
This is constant.
Yes.
What a finish.
Wow.
What a finish.
Come on then, where are you? 8999. Feels good. Okay, so we've got Joe and Rob. They're bumbling their Swedes off in the tractor in Somerset. Gaz and Ken is back.
Oh,
yes.
Missed you, Gaz and Ken.
Where have you been? Bumbling is not off. As he was about, well, 6 months ago last time.
Good to see you bumbling.
Nice
again,
to see you, Gaz. Harrison is bumbling his paintbrush off in Cumbria. Ed is on a mad one, bumbling in the tractor in Wiltshire, getting ready for the Young Farmers AGM this weekend. Yeah, we'll be there. Tom in Cornwall. Can't say that. And Natalie off of Bedford said, that is the best gap in years. Why, thank you. Halfway through the week, come on.
Spencer bumbling his spanners off. Well, to say. In Somerset. Big up.
Windows down in Pets at Home car park, living the dream. Alex from Leeds. Scotty is bumbling secretly, though, because he's waiting for an interview for a job in Whitney. Good luck with that.
Good luck.
Don't bumble in front of them, you won't guess it. Paul in Worksop. Bumbling his bunts off. Ross in Inverness says, I really needed this. It reminds me only 2 days to go till I can have a weekend.
Yes. Rachel and Daryl from Derby en route to a baby scan.
Yeah. Oh, clappy.
Clappy bit.
40 of those.
Yes.
Yes. Steve and Martin and Sean in Edinburgh. Bumbling in my digger in Exeter with nothing but my chain on. Nice to see you sober. That's from John. Thanks, John, for that image. Okay, a few quick more. Harry in Dorset, Spencer in Froome, Chris and Scott in Rotherham, Mark, who is in Leeds, Aaron, as always, bumbling away in Ipswich in the sunshine. Oh, and Andrew in Durham.
That was a bit high.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Marion.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
Good. Where are you at the moment?
I'm driving back from Kent towards Portsmouth.
Okay. What were you doing in Portsmouth? Do you live there?
Yeah, I live in Portsmouth, but I was doing some work in Kent.
Okay. How many times have you been up the Spinnaker?
Never.
Oh.
Why not?
Why would you? What is there to look at?
That wonderful is very
view.
True.
You well, get the, a lovely view,
nice
don't you?
View of Portsmouth. Nice view of Gosport there.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Anyway, so don't be having the Gosport crew at you. You don't want that.
Do you know the
fair one?
The one thing that comes to my head whenever I think of Portsmouth at the moment is: do you remember when we had DNCE on the show?
Yes.
And one of them was wearing a chain.
Yeah.
Which he had taken liberated
from the Isle of Wight ferry.
Yeah, from one of those White Link ferries.
That's about all they've got to offer.
Yeah, no, he was proudly wearing the chain from the where they, you know, when they close the bar and they put the chain across.
Yeah. How random is that?
Fashion forward.
That's the claim to fame.
Yes. Okay, Marion, who do you normally choose when you're on playing bangers to yourself at home?
Oh, it's going to upset you, but probably Chris.
There's nothing upsetting about that at all.
But there is. Hey, have you watched Playground Insults yet?
I haven't yet, but I will when I get home.
Tell you what, Marion.
Do
what you can, right? Treat yourself. Make a cup of tea.
Do what you can.
Relax.
Do your
sit
bit.
Down.
Do your bit.
And do your bit for the BBC by putting the BBC iPlayer on the Radio 1 channel, Seth Rogen and Chloe Grace Moretz Playground Insults. It's brilliant.
I will. You have my word.
Okay, for you today, I've got this. Wilkinson, Afterglow.
Mm-hmm. Good song.
She's like, mm-hmm.
Do you know what? I've gone for a similar vibe, but slightly more old school. I've gone for this. Get out my head.
Oh, wow.
This is Red Light, Get Out My Head.
Ha! I forgot about this.
Tune. Quite well matched today, these two. Mm.
Oh, this is...
It is. They're not particularly different genres, are they?
No, all right, Marion. Pipe down, Marion.
So, this is what you're choosing from, so you can pull out if you want and we can cancel bangers, but that is your choice.
Yeah. This is so from the years when you used to wear that chain.
Yeah, totally.
It really
totally.
Is. Around your neck, that silver one.
There was also one night I was DJing after Red Light and I... I DJed before Red Light, right? But was wearing the chain and ran out when Red Light was DJing and got in a lot of trouble.
Right.
He had me removed.
Red Light had you removed. We've basically played your whole song now anyway, where you told that fascinating anecdote.
It's a cool story. Oh, shut up. Not you, Marion. Scott. You're annoying me today.
I know, I can tell. I'm enjoying it.
I loved the fact that you didn't tell him about the toothpaste. Brilliant.
Yeah, I didn't know. Hang on a minute. I didn't notice at the time, but on
either
the
way, brilliant.
This is the on the Playground Insults video. However, on big TV, you can really tell.
On big TV, it looks well dodged.
Massive mouth foam.
It's all
yes, anyway, yes, Marion. Pick a song.
Yeah, I think it's awkward because I feel like you've played pretty much all of Chris's track now.
Yeah,
so
I did.
I feel like I need to go with Scott.
That's
even
ridiculous.
Though I would have been inclined to pick Chris's
no,
track.
No, she's not choosing you. Don't start. Are you choosing Scott's? You don't have to.
I'm going to go with it. I'm sorry.
Nah. Even though the dancing's done. Thanks, Marion. Don't worry because the night is young. Who cares where we go?
We're ready for the afterglow.
Oh, there are a lot of comments about the mouth foam on the YouTube video.
Yeah, they're starting to happen, aren't they? Can we have a thing with bangers as well in future? Because I did feel that what she was trying to come to a decision as to which one to go with, right?
Mm.
The second you got the whiff that she was heading in your direction, you just started playing the song, which kind of backs her into a corner then.
And looking back, she
literally said, she was like, I've heard quite a lot of Chris's, so I feel I should go with Scott's. And then you press play. You can't do that. John and Kent. I feel Scott pressured her into choosing his song when he just started playing it.
It was like, well, I might choose Scott. It's good when I can press the button, see? Maybe that control should be taken away.
It's easy to say, but I do think that was the wrong decision today.
Yeah.
And that puts you 2-1 up.
Yes, I know. I'm sorry about that. But many disappoint on the text for the lack of Red Light. on today's bangers. Okay, well, we'll play again tomorrow, 2:40, see what happens.
The Scott Mills Daily. One.
Yesterday, our listener Nick drove us mad with this. So it's a song that he'd heard on Radio 1, and he rang us to ask us what it is. And nobody knows. It caused us a right stress yesterday, to be honest.
Well, and today, it's been a rollover. What's been annoying is I kind of thought that we would get it straight away.
Yeah. Well, you thought that I would, because I'm a human Shazam.
Shouldn't be a problem, this.
But you know when you agree to help someone out, like we did yesterday with Nick? You know, when a mate's like, oh, can you help me? You're like, yeah, yeah. And then you instantly regret it. That's what I'm feeling right now.
Yeah.
I mean, he's wasted a lot of our time. Isn't that right, Nick?
Well, I think he's coming to a bit of a close today, so I'm feeling okay.
How is it?
Well, I'm hoping. After all, you did say you were the human Shazam, and if, I feel like you've maybe fell at the first hurdle.
Yeah, I've got to be honest, I don't know. But we've had so many messages on Twitter, on Facebook, on Radio 1 Text, like hundreds and hundreds of people who think they know what it is. And all of these messages have got one thing in common. They say it's dance music.
That is definitely dance music.
So we're one step closer, Nick.
Nearly there.
However, the great thing about Radio 1, this is why I love it so much, or one of the reasons, is that we have access to the world's greatest dance DJs. Like, no other station in the world has access to these people like we do. We were in Calvin Harris's house last Friday, do you know what I mean?
Mm.
So, what I can do, Nick, and I think this is the best way around it, is I can connect you to one of those DJs right now.
Okay.
I'm going to call up Radio 1's Danny Howard.
Right.
I reckon he'll know.
Okay, I've actually got a better idea.
Better than Danny Howard?
Well, I've got Avicii's phone number in my phone.
Why?
Do you remember Avicii gave it out a while ago?
And
I saved it in my phone. Look, under A, Avicii.
Yeah. Well, we called this number when we did the breakfast show, but it is the number that Avicii gave out on his Twitter. Like, everyone's got that number. Have you actually saved it in your phone?
I've got Avicii's number in my phone.
What a salad.
Do you want me to connect you to Avicii, my mate?
But it's the number he gave out on Twitter.
Yeah, it doesn't mean I haven't got someone's number, though, does it? Look at my
phone.
Avicii.
You loser.
Look at it.
It says Avicii
on
it. It's not. It's just
So that's not Avicii's number?
It's a public number that he gave out on Twitter.
No, is that Avicii's number?
Well, it says it is.
Right, that's Avicii's number, then.
It's not. Okay, right, let's call it, then.
You're such a...
LOL, that is in your phone as Avicii.
Yes.
That's not his number.
Anyway, Nick, I will connect you to Avicii.
I bet you show your mates that down the pub, don't you? I bet you do.
Anyway, Nick, I will connect you to Avicii if you would like that.
Let's do it.
If we do get through to him, just tell him that Scott and Chris gave his number to you, okay?
Okay.
And, yeah, if you do end up speaking to Avicii... He is one of the biggest dance DJs in the world, so he'll be able to tell you the answer,
yeah,
surely.
He'll know what this is.
Yeah. You... Maybe just sing it to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think he's going to pick up, though?
Well, I'm hopeful.
Let's just give it a go.
Yeah, what you got to remember is he did give out this number.
Yeah.
It is his number, Scott.
Yeah. I reckon he's got two phones. I reckon dance DJs all have two phones. At least two.
Or three.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean, yeah. Are you ready, Nick?
Yeah, all good.
Calling Avicii for you now. Please hold. Oh. Is this Sweden?
Yeah, it comes up Sweden on it. Legend.
Nick, this isn't the song that you're after, is it?
It's not.
Right, okay, just checking. Come on.
Come on, Avicii.
It is clever, isn't it? I mean, if you were Avicii, you'd have this.
This will be going off in his house at the moment.
Hello? Oh,
no.
Never answers, does he?
Well, let's
so
go
unreliable.
Plan B then, Danny Howard. No, not like that.
Okay, then. If we must.
No, you know what I mean.
I know.
Danny should know.
I reckon Danny will know. We'll call him next.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Our listener Nick's been driving everyone mad. And we've had hundreds of messages about it, trying to identify this song. He called us yesterday on the show. So we just tried to call Avicii. He didn't answer. So we're going for another one of the world's top DJs, Danny Howard, off of Radio 1, Lord of the Dance.
I hope he has a similar ringtone to Avicii.
Mm.
I've not called Danny for a while. I always text him.
So you know what's going to happen here, Nick. I'm going to put you straight through to Danny Howard's mobile, right, okay?
Okay.
Like, where else do you get service like this? This is better than Shazam. You get to speak to one of the world's top DJs and try and find out what your song is.
You should put it on the App Store.
Yes, that's a great idea. Let's make an app that connects you to Danny Howard's phone. I'm so keen for that.
All the time.
That's such a good idea. I'm writing that down, Nick.
Write that down. Okay, putting you through. I'll let you do the talking, all right?
Okay.
If he asks, just say that Scott and Chris sent you.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Connecting to Danny Howard. I really hope he's got a good ringtone. Come on. Oh, boring. Surely it'll break out into a song any minute. Nope.
Yeah. Maybe it's a minimal tune.
It's so underground that we can't even hear it.
Hello? Hello, Danny.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, it's Nick. Scott and Chris have asked me to give you a call to see whether you can help me out with a little problem I'm having.
Of course.
Right, I've got a song stuck in my head, but I only know about 6 seconds of the song, and I cannot figure out what it is.
Right. Well, you're going to sing it to me?
Yeah, I can sing it to you. Do you want me to just clear out the vocal cords first?
Yeah, go for it.
You ready? Right, you ready?
Okay.
And that's all I know?
And then the last, you know the last bit. I know that song, but I can't remember what it's called. Oh, yeah, what's that called? What's that song called? Oh, can't think.
They have just picked you up so much to tell me that you know this song, and even Scott can't get it.
I'm surprised. I thought Scott would get that one in one. Oh, what is it? What did they say?
They don't know.
Oh, what is that called, that tune?
Right, you ready?
That's the end.
Yeah.
You can't get me to do some...
I'm not a crazy person, just phoning you, singing down the phone. Any ideas?
I think I know it. Mara Picotto.
What
classic.
Does it go like?
It's a classic. You want me to do it?
Yeah, can you give me a little bit more than what I've got? Just to make sure that, you know, it's definitely that stuff.
I know why you're doing this. You start me off.
Yes, that's it. Yes.
I can't get higher than that.
That's because you've not warmed up.
Yeah, you need to show me some of your vocal clearance techniques that you did earlier.
Danny, it's Scott.
Hi, Scott.
Just listening in on the call there. And what a call it was. Nick, we've done it.
Yes, we have.
Is that definitely it, do you think?
It's definitely
Komodo. I think that's it. From what Danny's just sung, the last bit of it, it sounds vaguely familiar.
Yeah, 100% is that. I mean, there's various mixes floating around of that track over the years, but that melody is definitely 100% from that song.
Yes!
Yes!
I've got a feeling you're getting me to do the laser thing that I did for Calvin Harris on Radio 4 a few years ago.
Danny, we weren't actually getting you to do that at all, but we do have audio of you now doing more of your do 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 do.
You were getting me to do the do's. I knew it.
No. We genuinely weren't. We just wanted to know what the song was called. But we do have it now.
Do you get people mentioning that a lot?
Still. I mean, how long has it been? 2 years, and people still tweet me and ask me for another rendition.
And you've had your sing-along, you've had the claps.
Danny, business proposition for you then. We're going to set up an app that just connects people to your phone if they're not sure what a song is. You're cool with that, right?
Absolutely, like the Shazam of dance music.
Yeah,
yeah. I think it could work.
Yeah, definitely. Let's do it.
I think we could all make some money out of Sridhar as well.
I'm just relieved. Do you know what I mean? That's been causing as much annoyance here, not knowing what that song is.
Yeah.
And me as well. I couldn't get it at first.
The good news is a few people suggested that song, so this all matches up.
Yeah, it does.
So that's good news.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I can confirm that is the tune.
What mix do you think Nick may have heard, Danny?
Probably a more recent one. I know that Hardwell and Mac J did a bootleg together. They did a track together called Countdown. I think they mashed it up with Mara Picotto's Komodo as well. And I heard them play out at a few festivals over the last few years. So I would assume it's that one.
Nick, you said that it was Countdown something, didn't you?
I did. I thought the video had a picture of a rocket in it.
Yeah, he did say
Countdown. Yeah.
I love Danny's knowledge on this. This should become a feature for you, Danny.
Yeah, we're definitely going to set up that app.
Well, it was a massive banger, you know. I mean, it's undeniable that it was definitely that.
Listen, Danny, thank you so much for your help. You are an actual encyclopedia of dance music.
It's an absolute pleasure.
Thanks very much.
Cheers,
thank
Danny.
You.
Love you, bye.
No problem, bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, no, love you there. Nick, happy?
Yeah, I'm very happy.
Another satisfied customer.
Could I ask what for one more favour?
No, come on, guys.
This has been stressing me out for 24 hours
now. It's not just Scott, it's stressed out a team of people here and several million listeners. Mm.
So be off with you.
I feel like you've done half a job.
Good to
Off it. Moving the goalposts. Right, okay, bye.
Bye.
This is it.
Is this the tune?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
I've added Nick in as well. So it's Hardwell, Mac J, and Maro Picotto.
Oh, yes.
I feel like I'm on Dance Anthems. I'm loving this.
Dance Anthems, Dance Anthems.
Radio 1, Radio 1. Easily do that.
That's
show.
That's so fun.
Without realizing it there, I just did a really gay drop, didn't I?
Yeah, you just drop blocked the nation.
Yeah. Getting to like the absolute climax of a super cool dance track. And then I go and gay drop Pitbull and Kesha.
Yeah.
Like, the best bit.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, fellas.
Hello, friend.
How are you?
You okay?
Yeah, I'm all right, you know. How are you?
Yeah, really, really good.
Excellent.
We played at our Playground Insults game earlier, which is going down very well.
Well, people just like to be mean to each other, don't they? But in a nice way.
It's kind of nice mean, though.
Yeah. A release.
Yeah. And I'm going to be taking some of the insults and using them on my friends a bit later on.
Fabulous.
Let's play Real or No Real.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson smashes a brand new alarm clock every single day upon waking.
That's so ledge. So it goes off, it's well annoying, and in The Rock style, because he's massively strong, he just throws it.
Bosh!
Yeah.
He is huge, though, isn't he? Like, have you seen Fast and Furious 7? Yeah, it's 7.
I haven't got to 7, Clara.
I've got up to 7, and there's one bit where he literally just stamps on the ground and it creates an earthquake. It's incredible. So I could almost imagine this. Actually, I could imagine this happening.
Yeah.
There was a fact about him last week about how much he ate. It was something like he eats
10
every
tons
day
of cod or
a ton of eggs.
Amazing.
It was something
Wasn't
like
it cod?
That. Yeah, this is the problem with recalling the real or no real facts. Yes, it was cod. I think it was a fifth of a ton of cod a day or something
day.
Like that. It was
oh,
nuts.
Gosh.
Either way, it was a lot of cod.
Glad that's not eggs. Imagine being around someone who ate that much egg.
I was going to say he's ripped,
his
but imagine his breath.
Oh, and the fart.
Well, get this, right? So I had a load of eggs that were about to go off the other day, as in they were on their day, and I wasn't sure what the rules were with eggs.
They were on their day.
It's your day today.
So I thought to myself, I'm going to use them all up in one omelette. Right?
Well, how many was it, please?
So it was 5 eggs in the omelette.
Five egg omelette?
It was a 5-egg omelette. And I mentioned this to my mate. He was like, that's not good for you.
No, it's
you
not.
Shouldn't be eating that many eggs all in one. The thing was massive, Scott. You should have seen it puff up.
Mm. But your hair looks all shiny, so that's good.
I've got well good. Does that work?
Yeah, it's like protein,
eggs,
isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah. And like, it's good condition as well. Mm. Raw egg.
Does it make your hair grow?
Makes it shiny.
And
yeah.
Theoretically, you should be ripped by now.
What, just because of the five egg omelette?
Shade.
Yeah,
you should be ripped.
It was an omelette, though. It wasn't like boshing just raw eggs into my mouth, like I imagine The Rock does.
Yeah.
And he's a new father as well. I think he's just had a baby,
has he?
The Rock. So maybe in the mornings when he does wake up, because the baby's, you know, going rah through the morning, he's just like, and probably does break the clock.
I reckon he just breaks the egg on his nose and then just like eats the contents.
You've done every diet going. Have you done one of those where it's like an egg a day, but not boiled or anything?
Yeah, I've done protein.
Bosh.
Oh, no, I've not raw eggs, no.
No.
Absolutely not.
But some people do that.
Does The Rock smash a brand new alarm clock every single day upon waking? Real or no real?
As much as I'd like to think it was real, I'm going to go no real.
He smashes the alarm clock, then he picks up an egg and just smashes that in his face.
And
does
eats it.
Five or six of them, and then he's up for the morning. I think this is real.
That one is no real.
Oh.
No. The Rock doesn't really smash a brand new alarm clock every day, but he has uploaded a video of him smashing his alarm clock to celebrate the release of his new app, which helps you get up and achieve your fitness goals. And next,
groking is the act of watching people eat food in the hope that they will offer you some.
Groking.
Okay. So that sounds like it should be two words combined there. To form a super word, you know, to describe something that's going on.
Grabbing.
It's like a verb, though, isn't it? To groke. Groking.
Groking.
I groked her. I groked him. We groked.
I don't think you can groke someone. You
I groked it off of her.
But no, what are you talking about, Clara?
It's about food, isn't it? Oh, no, it's the act of watching food.
It's watching people
eat food. Okay.
So it's like, I'm groking for that.
Yeah, but what
5-egg omelette?
That's mad. Yeah, so I'm eating a 5-egg omelette, right? You're looking at me because you want a bit of it.
I'm groking.
And at that point, you're groking me.
Don't know why I said Scottish then, but yeah.
Sometimes when we get a load of dutty food in here,
dutty food!
Scott will look at me, groking, right? Because he wants some. So I'll say, go and help yourself. Because I never limit myself like that. I'll get in a couple of pizzas and stuff like that. But I always get in enough so that it tempts Scott slightly.
Right.
And occasionally...
I'm so weak.
I'll see him groking at me, and I'll say... I'll say, do you know what? Go and help yourself to a little bit.
And he's like, are you sure?
Pops out, right? Gets in a slice very quickly.
Yeah.
And then he'll make several more visits there, and nothing will be said.
Once I've popped, I can't stop.
Post-groking.
So you try and do the humble groke at first.
Yeah.
And then you're just slyly just going back and just taking the whole meal.
You never beg it. You just look at me in a certain way.
Here's the thing. For a while, I'm just like gently groking away under the table.
Yeah.
And then eventually, I'm like, I just go in.
You can't take it anymore. He has to go into the airlock and just deal with the situation.
I hear
you.
Yeah.
Are you saying this is real or not?
I'm saying it's real, you know.
I think this is no real.
That one is real.
To groke, you're doing well, Chris. To groke is a verb which means to look at or stare at longingly. And the act of groking is actually one of the most annoying habits in the world. Get your own food, please.
Is it only food, or does it deal with people and animals and stuff like
just
that?
Just the food, I believe.
Okay.
And finally,
masseuse to the stars, Dr. Dot, offers bum biting to her celebrity clients, which include Kanye West and Eminem.
Well.
Now, I've had some weird things done in Hollywood. But not that.
There's lots of things you can do in Hollywood that are weird.
I know.
You know?
Yeah.
Anything below your waist.
So hang on, this is going on with Eminem?
Yeah, bum biting. From a masseur, Dr. Dot.
In the when we're saying biting, do we mean nibbling or do we mean a full-on chunk out of?
Yeah. Like a piece of
like
fried
eating a burger.
Chicken. Yeah. Like eating a burger,
like
yeah.
Like buns.
Just trying to imagine, though, having your bum bitten, what is that doing for you?
I don't know.
Well,
is it a bit like cupping?
No.
I definitely had that
done.
That's what Gwyneth Paltrow does when it leaves the big, like, red marks on your back.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
What did you think?
No.
What did you think?
You put cups on your back and it
fine. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Gets all the toxins out.
Yeah, it's good, actually. Yeah.
I don't know. Look, a sort of a gentle bite, no harm done.
Oh.
Well, insight.
No one thinks. No one agrees. Brilliant. On my own, though.
That's on there. Yeah. Okay. That happened. So, everyone's glossed over it. But does this happen in a masseuse in Hollywood?
Just trying to imagine Eminem walking into the bum biting place, wherever it's called, or the clinic, and just saying, "Yeah, I want a bum bite, please."
Yeah.
I don't know.
Also, it's a bit, I mean, that's the most embarrassing thing to call for, isn't it? It's like, hello, is that Dr. Dot? Yeah, I'm interested in the bum biting. Yeah.
Sorry, the what's up?
How much
sorry,
is
sir?
The bum biting?
Yeah, but we don't know what other services are on offer, do we?
No, well, we don't.
I bet they get their people to call up and do it on their behalf. They probably get a minion to do it, because I don't think Eminem or Kanye is actually making the phone call. Mm. But look, in Hollywood, anything's possible.
Yeah,
so...
exactly. So I'm going to go real on this one.
I'm going to go real.
Here's a question. Can you get a love bite on your bum?
I don't know.
Can you?
Text in 81199. Yeah.
I thought you were going to reveal something else then. Thought I had you then.
Can you get a love bite on your bum?
It's an interesting question.
I don't think any of us are willing to try this now.
Definitely. Well. Someone listening will definitely have done that. Real or no real?
I'm going to go real.
I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
Yes.
It's celebrity masseuse Dorothy Stein, also known as Dr. Dot, who has been employing her bum-biting technique for years as an alternative form of therapy. Her clients include Kanye West, Eminem, and Gwen Stefani. They love a bum bite. I think it does release toxins. Just a little nibble.
It releases toxins?
Yeah, it's just a nibble. Wow. It's not there like a full chunk, just to let you know. At the end of that round of Real or No Real?
I got 10. Clara, you got 20.
Yes.
Those are the best bits of Wednesday's show. Remember that video, Seth Rogen and Chloe Grace Moretz, Playground Insults. It's good, and it's on the Radio 1 YouTube channel now. We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1 with Stacey Dooley on Innuendo Bingo. Scott Mills.